Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners.
Do you want me to speak?
Yeah, sure.
Am I allowed?
Oh, fuck off.
Okay.
Go on then, Christiana.
Hi. Oh, if you say that again, I'll smack you. Look, can we give a big thank you to my friend Anne Sweeney?
Yeah.
Who has come to...
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels with, because I've had a bad back, has done a veggie delight for our vegetarian.
Vegetarian. What? Oh, Bella's a vegetarian. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. So what's the Anne Sweeney pie?
It's kind of, she does it with a phyllo pastry base rather than a pizza base. I think it's got artichoke hearts, it's got pine nuts, I think mushrooms, tomato.
And it's kind of like a quiche or a pie. It's like an open pie.
I haven't looked at it.
I've looked
yet.
At it, it came in the Uber.
Yeah, it's like an open pie.
So I just pop it
in
the oven.
I should send her some flowers.
Yeah, I'll send her some flowers. So we've got that.
Yeah, what else have you done?
I've just done a green salad.
No bread?
I didn't think you needed bread.
Oh, I forgot you're on detox.
Well, yeah, no, everyone else is. Why would you need bread?
I don't suppose you do.
Well, we're having it with a green salad and you're good at doing asparagus. And then I haven't griddled the peaches yet because I thought... There's no point.
Well, griddle away, darling.
But I went and got some peaches. I've toasted some almonds and some yogurt.
And some cream.
Thank you, Anne Sweeney. She's the best cook anyway, so they're very lucky to have it.
Better than us, really.
So today we have Bella Mackie and Greg James, who are a couple. Bella Mackie is a journalist and has written a book about running and about how it's called Jog On, and it's about how running saved her life.
It's about running and mental health.
Yeah, she writes, she's a freelance journalist. And Greg is a Radio 1 presenter, now has taken over The Breakfast Show and has written a kid's book.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kid Normal. And also has a podcast with
our mate,
Felix White.
Tailenders.
Yeah, and...
I don't even know what a tailender is.
Well, there we go. We can ask him. I'm interested to see who they think... has the best table manners out of each of them. I loved her dress at her wedding.
Me too. I was just going to say exactly the same thing.
She had about three outfit changes,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
And she had this fantastic polka dot dress as well. I want to know where it came from. It's great. We would love to involve the table manners community into this mad podcast by asking if you have any good recipes. When I say, what's your favourite restaurant? I don't want you to say McDonald's. It's not funny. I would love you to give us some of your recipes, some of your favourite London places to
and
eat.
Dishes.
It's my favourite thing to do on Twitter is when I go away, I just kind of ask everybody where to eat. And then you just kind of, it's a bit of a sifting situation, but I love it. Any tips of where to eat in Edinburgh? We'd love some food spots in Edinburgh. I love the Timber Yard.
We're going to stay.
Anywhere. Can anybody put us up? We'd love to know where we could eat in Edinburgh. That would be fantastic. I definitely am going to try and go to Longclume on the way up. Life hacks, recipes, please get in touch and we will be reading stuff out and just want to get to know you a bit better. The email you can write into is hello@tablemannerspodcast.com.
All lowercase.
Doesn't matter.
Just spoil my little bit.
Do you want to say anything to your fans, Mum?
No, darling. I think you've said enough.
Ooh. Nobody puts baby. Nobody puts Lenny in the corner. Sorry.
You need to griddle some peaches.
Can you? Should I do that before
they
come? Shit. What about the asparagus?
You don't have to do it standing.
Well, how should we do the asparagus?
Griddle or boil it?
I've only got one griddle.
Well, boil it then.
Okay, you're on asparagus. I'm on griddle peaches.
Okay.
Let's go. Bella Mackie and Greg James, thanks so much for coming over, bringing gifts, feminist gifts.
You're welcome.
I always
carry these books with me.
Thanks, Bella.
Greg, big feminist reader. Loves Rebecca Solnit.
Darling, will you chat with us?
Turn it's on. Not brown yet.
Okay, put it on for 5 more minutes, darling.
Do you see how this is how we work? It's really, who knows what it will taste like.
From stalking you both on Instagram, you've got a new rescue dog.
Oh yeah, we adopted one from Battersea Dogs Home, just if you want to rescue dog.
But adopt, don't shop, guys.
And no, also that means you can be really smug and say that online.
Yeah. Hashtag.
So we've got an amazing year-old Labrador puppy called Barney. And he Sweet. Is the most amazing little
does
thing.
Does Bonnie like Barney?
They didn't. Like, she does like him now.
Hon, have you got 2 dogs?
Yeah.
We've got 2.5.
Are you mad?
We've got 2.5
Why
dogs.
Have you yes, got 2 is the answer.
Because my parents have a 13-year-old pug that is incontinent, which sort of is part of the pack and like sort of is in the house around. But yeah, so we have 2.5 dogs.
Oh. 2.5 dogs.
So do you have an au pair for your dogs?
Yeah. We just realised...
You pay for somebody else to look after
yeah.
them.
No, you know what? No. Well, months in...
We have a dog
I was
walker.
Doing all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, dog walker.
But
yeah.
I was doing all of it. I was doing, like, every day, you know, 12 hours a day, and Greg would sort of come home and, like, wave at the dog and then go out to something glamorous again. And I was getting really resentful, A, and B, I wasn't doing any work. I was just, like, trudging around. I was honestly doing 20 kilometres a day with this dog and just kind of crying constantly when it did stuff. And so we just thought throwing money at the problem and to stop us getting a divorce, just get someone to walk it during the day. And then we can have like the fun time with it, but not my... I was being consumed by the dog. Like I was getting slightly obsessional about like what does the dog need? Yeah. So it's just better, right?
And when Bella says I go to something glamorous, she means go upstairs to bed.
Yes. Yeah, of course, obviously.
My glamorous dreams.
What's it like?
Yeah.
Having
How
a
are
day
you?
That's
How
completely
are you, Greg?
Upside down.
I'm okay. Doing the show makes it all worthwhile because it's that 6:30 till 10 bit of my day is great. Getting up at 4:30, and I know I'm saying that in front of
a new mother.
Yeah, it's not fun, is it?
It's not fun.
So
do you ever go out in the evening?
Yeah, not as much though. But our relationship sort of was based on going out and getting pissed and having dinner late into the night. Quite early on in our relationship, because I was
my whole
doing
life
the afternoon
has been
show,
based on that.
And Bella's whole life has been based on that anyway. But no, but that's what we quite like going out. But this is, we've ruined our lives.
So,
no, but it is really fun. But we just had to change our routine a little
bit. It's hard for you.
And we decided to add a very bouncy rescue dog into the situation.
It's just what you do.
Which I thought was a great idea at the time. And it is overall a great idea, yeah, but sometimes it
feels like... You're not giving him back.
Stupid. So. No, never.
They're a big responsibility dog.
So you have every Friday off now, though?
I do have Fridays off.
So you have Friday, so you have a proper weekend. But can you sleep properly?
Yeah, not too bad.
So do you stay up late on a Thursday and think, oh, I've got Friday off?
Yeah, Thursday feels like the last day of term every week.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you're like, whey,
and
let's
can
go.
You get back into the swing of things or just so tired?
By about Wednesday. And then it all crumbles down again. Sometimes by sort of about 9:15 some mornings, I actually say on the show, I'm done. Well, I'll come back tomorrow and do some more. Because I think
you should
it's important
do that
to be
like uninterrupted playing of music then. Just be like, now this is the time
you just
to
do
you.
That.
10 in a row.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How great would that be?
So you knock off at 10.
Yeah, but we don't sort of, we don't finish. We pre-record some stuff for the next day. So we're kind of we're done by midday in the studio. So that's quite a long...
Shit.
It's quite a long sort of focusing thing.
I mean, you're making out that that's your only job. You have just written a kid... sorry, do you call it a kid's book or do you call it a... But what age range is it for?
8 to 12.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So my daughter can't have it yet, but she. But
she's very advanced.
I mean, sorry, she's advanced. She's really advanced.
They're proper stories, yeah. So they take a proper time to sit down and write.
But how many have you written?
We're just written. We just started writing the fourth one.
Wow.
Yeah, fourth kid normal, and but I do that with Chris Smith, good pal. So actually, we sort of share the load quite a lot, which is good.
But then you do Tailenders as well.
That is, but it's a podcast, isn't it? That's fun. With Felix, who
I know.
Was here. Was he at this table?
She knew well when it was over
Felix
there.
Felix and her have been at school since they were 6.
We love Felix.
Still at school.
I love Felix.
He's the kindest
much.
Man in the world.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a bit lax, but he's very
but he has
kind.
Started...
We're all lax. That's why we do a podcast together and we love it so much. We're like,
he has
should we do one this
bringing
week?
Wine to dinner now.
Was he not?
He said, Lenny, I've bought you a bottle of wine. I'm a grown up now. And it was a decent bottle.
Now we want to see, what does Tailenders mean?
So Tailenders, do you even know what Tailenders is?
No.
No, but you know
is
the cricket?
It the cricketer that
you're not into cricket
comes
Bella.
In to bat at the end?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
so
you see?
Yeah, so there's 11 players in the cricket team, and then it tends to be the last two or three batsmen they're normally bowlers, so they're not very good at batting, so they're called the tail enders because they're in at the tail. So that's what it is. So it's like the
they bring them on last because they're not very good.
They come in last. So
third sub.
No, so like the
in the
batting order.
They're not as good as the rest at batting.
But how shit being known as the tail ender?
But they might be a fantastic bowler.
Yeah.
So they might not be a good batsman.
Okay, got it.
In the other way round, what would that person be called?
Bowlender?
No.
Not really. This wouldn't be bowlers. That's the mean thing about cricket is that all the batsmen have to... Everyone has to bat, but not everyone has to bowl.
Love when I listen to cricket enthusiasts such as you and Felix. You are so enthusiastic to try and explain and try and win people over to like cricket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And me, Bella's got her hands arms crossed.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just confused.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't give a shit about cricket.
I resent how complicated it is.
Is it complicated?
Well, I'm stupid, but I can't understand
it. It's as complicated as rugby, which changes the rules all the time.
Well, even the referees in rugby don't understand some of the rules. They have to keep, because they change them so often.
So when you're doing your podcast, what are you talking about? Cricket, obviously.
What are you talking about?
Listen to Telend.
No, obviously, I subscribe. No, but I just want to know, are there leagues at the moment?
There's matches.
Is there a World Cup at the moment?
The World Cup is currently happening in England and Wales.
So this is a really exciting time.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Didn't Afghanistan do really well recently?
Yeah, so
I didn't even know they had a cricket team.
Yeah.
That's from the Guardian app. Come on,
no, it isn't. Because I listen to news all the time.
Yeah, so so all the best players from the world are in the UK at the moment playing.
So how are you
Bella's
managing
zoned
to...
out.
No, sorry. So you have sacrificed going to a cricket
I'm
match
I'm just thinking
today.
About wine.
We need to get Greg more wine. Yes, where's the Prosecco? But okay, so are you going to any of the matches?
Yeah, we're doing live shows from some of the matches on Saturday
morning.
So they've made our podcast into the radio show, which is quite fun.
To be fair, I did go to the live show, and I think it was very
it really
funny.
Fun?
Yeah, because it wasn't actually really anything about cricket. It wasn't
but it's
like
not,
nerding
the podcast,
out about
it's not
cricket.
Really.
It was kind of just taking the mickey out of people and making puns.
God,
no, but I liked
what a
it.
Review.
No, I liked
it's
it.
It's basically taking
is
the cap.
Like, is it like Have I Got News for You, but with a bit of cricket flair?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's
that
that's a good
amazing.
Way of looking at it. It's a cricket show, not really about cricket. I think that's basically it.
I think
are you
true.
Enjoying doing it?
Mm, so fun because it started as a
it's so different to radio as well.
It is, yeah, because you get it's a real niche. I mean, you love podcasts so much for that reason that you
do
get
you?
A real niche.
What are your favourites?
This one?
No,
sure. No, I really love, I love all politics ones because I was a journalist for such a long time. So I think the American podcast.
The Daily.
I love The Daily.
Me too.
Amazing.
And,
can you do a Michael Barbaro?
No.
You can.
I'm Michael Barbaro. Here's what else you need to know today.
I know, it's so wonderful.
And every
it's
time,
very soothing.
I think you should do this as an interview technique. When he interviews someone, he goes, when he's listening, he just
so it
goes,
sounds
mm,
like you're still there.
Mm,
yeah.
Apparently, that's the most. Apparently, that's the most complained about thing on the Daily.
It is,
yeah, they said grunting. It the other day. They were like, people like viscerally hate it, all love it, but it, like people complain. They email in and they're like, can you stop doing that?
He's great, Michael Barbaro. I want to meet him.
Is Jog On your first book?
Yeah. It's the first and only so far, and I'm about to write. Three more.
What are they going to be about?
So,
running?
Yeah, so my first book is running. Second book is a journal to accompany the running book. So it's going to be sort of how to start running when you're anxious. It's very niche. It's like anxious runners. But it's kind of a how to start and not in a kind of you need to be this fast and you need to be, you know, this long and blah, blah, blah. It's just like very idiot guide to learning how to run.
I need that.
Yeah, to
I
make you that. Happy rather than to kind of make you,
do you,
you
run?
Know, lose
skinny.
Weight.
Or, I do, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the books two and three and four are novels that I got signed to write. So I'm doing that. Yeah.
But
how
that
exciting.
Means you're at home a lot on your
I'm
own.
At home all
walking
the time
the
on my own. Walking
or
the
feeling
dog.
Guilty about not
Barney.
Walking the dog. Yeah, got it.
Or watching TV.
Really? Are you a big TV watcher?
I'm just such a procrastinator. I just sit down at my kitchen table to write. And then I write 250 words and then I go, oh my God, this is the worst thing in the world. And I get up and I'm like, what can I do? I online shop and I paint my nails and I read a book.
Well,
and
speaking about online shopping, you look fantastic today. I feel like we're darting about, sorry,
well,
Greg.
Yeah,
please.
Your outfits for your wedding.
They were good.
Jacquemus.
Fabulous. Mm.
The best.
He's so fit.
He is really fit. Yeah,
he's seen how fit he is, Greg.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Greg, he's so
beautiful,
fit.
Beautiful Frenchman.
Can I, what's his name? I'll have a look while he's
Jacquemus.
Is that his full name?
Polka dot. I want to know about the polka dot.
The polka dot was, I think she's an Argentinian designer.
That was amazing.
I ordered it online. I ordered them all online and just got them and then had them a bit altered if they needed it.
They looked amazing.
I just bought everything online.
Did you have three outfit changes?
Yeah. The last one was a velvet, blue velvet mini dress with a ruffle on it.
So the wedding day, I mean, we don't have to talk about the wedding day.
You can talk about that. Like, oh yeah, he is fit. Yeah.
He's gorgeous, right? Gorgeous.
Mm.
But, so the wedding day, what did you eat at your wedding?
Do you know what? We had such amazing food.
Yeah, are you foodies? Sorry, we need to talk about food a bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we are, definitely. That's our favourite thing, going out for dinner.
Oh,
we had. Because it's just us two chatting and getting pissed. That's our favourite thing. And from our first date was pretty much that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just, let's go out.
Where was your first date, yeah?
Oh. I took...
No, don't cringe. Why?
Maybe. No, we went to go and sit... No, so we went to see I can't name it.
It's not aged well.
I can't wait to...
We went to see a shit comedian that I got some tickets for.
It turns out...
No, don't say it. Just don't say it. Don't give them satisfaction.
I'm not going to give them satisfaction. I'm just going to say, turns out, they are perhaps... of the alt-right these
days. No, don't say. That's amazing.
Because it sounds like I took you to see an alt-right comedian. I didn't.
Well, you did.
Boris and Michael Gove doing a comedy act.
No, I didn't, if only. No, it wasn't that. It was...
He wasn't that bad at the time, but it turns out that since then they have become, not to give too much away, like a very bad person.
Oh anyway, so God, we went to see this.
My worst thing was I was sitting there in silence.
Were you laughing?
No, I just sat there in silence, furious. And I thought, if Greg likes this, then I will never see this person again.
Yeah. So was it Greg's idea?
Yeah.
Well, I had these tickets.
Where had you met her?
So we actually met on Twitter, weirdly. So we started chatting.
Did you slide into her DMs?
No, I slid into his
DMs. Oh, yeah. Bella!
Yeah. Part of being a journalist.
That sounds quite rude.
Yeah.
Mum, get with the programme. She's just learned what a life hack is.
I don't really know what a life hack is, to be fair.
I really.
Life hack means like, you know...
It's a tip.
Keep your old biscuits in a balloon.
Yeah.
Like that
use a pair of knickers as a hair tie instead. That's save posh your, one.
Someone, is that what
no,
that is?
No, that's actually no.
Someone told me to knot my earphones, which I don't use
anyway.
Yeah, we
didn't like that one. To knot one side so you know that's the left side. Right, I was like, nah.
That's not a life hack.
There's an L on the first
lentils through your tights, like my grandma used to do.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah.
Was she wearing them at the time?
That's quite...
She's to sieve things through her tights.
What are you doing, Nan? Just sieving me lentils in me tights.
I don't know why she's northern.
Is she northern?
From North London.
She was from Ealing.
So you started this Twitter relationship, DMing each other.
Yes. So
DMing.
I was... When you're a commissioning editor, you get really desperate for new writers.
Where were you commissioning editors?
I was at The Guardian and... We were looking for like young, big names that would write this for this series.
Yeah.
For this series that I was running.
Yeah.
And he followed me, so I was being lazy, and I went through Twitter.
Why did you follow her?
A prominent journalist.
Yeah. Loved her writing. Gorgeous. Yeah.
We
feminist.
We were following each other. I don't know why.
I think
Bella was being funny because she's incredibly funny.
Yeah,
so I thought
tell.
That's a funny person. She seems like a good person.
Yeah.
So I just went down my Twitter list of people that followed me and picked out the people with blue ticks and emailed them all and said, "Do you want to write something?"
Yeah.
Because I was being lazy.
Yeah.
And Greg said, "Yeah, I'll write something amazing, amazing," and then never did. Mm. And then I left The Guardian, went on for this long, and went to work at Vice. And again, we needed like sort of trendy culture writers. And again, I thought, well, he said he would last time. So I messaged him again, I'll do it. Never did it. And then eventually 5 months later, we were now on a date. So
you never actually got that piece of work from him.
But had you met each?
No.
It was quite weird. He
takes you to see an alt-right comedian.
Yeah,
love
thought out.
But anyway, so we had this really, really nice 5 months, or so, weird, but nice 5 months where we were just exchanging emails or sort of... And then I think eventually...
Quite exciting.
It was exciting.
I love it. Yeah. I was like, you got mail.
But I got
worried
to know...
that he had like a girlfriend or that he might be gay. I didn't know anything about you. And I thought, this guy's very funny. But that was all, like, that was the extent. And you were quite coy about kind of your life.
Yeah.
And so, well, I didn't know whether you were interested or not. My sister was like, this is such a time waster. You're being a time waster. You know, you're 30, whatever you are. This is such a boring thing for you to do. You always do this. Stop doing this.
You always do this.
You weren't the first to be
Bella. DM'd. No, no, it's true. Bella's sister always takes the piss and says that. She was like, yeah, wanted to get into write for you, sure.
Yeah, like I was just like shagging everyone on Twitter by asking them to write for me.
But we had this really
getting
nice...
in touch with like the hottest men I could find.
We had this really nice sort of few months where we were just getting to know each other.
Pen pals.
We were pen pals. And then when we had our first date, to go and see the alt-right comedian, we sort of knew loads about each other and actually there was no awkwardness at all. And then we went for dinner. So that was the question.
When you came out, did you say, both say, God, that was awful?
At the interval, we were saying that.
Yeah.
Did you leave?
We didn't.
Yeah. Well, no, we went back and watched the...
because we knew people sitting next to us. So we were like, and they thought it was really funny. So we were like, okay, well.
That's the best excuse about a dog and a baby. You can be like, oh, the dog's just like.
Imagine our first date. Our baby's at home. We need to go.
Okay, so what did you eat on your first date? And did you go for dinner after?
Yeah, we went to Little House.
Okay, lovely.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Sorry, no, we didn't. We got married at Little House. Sorry.
Oh, lovely.
We didn't get married there. At Camden.
Sorry, that was my other husband.
That was Bella's first marriage.
I have been married before, so yeah. I do like to refer to you as my current husband.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I love it. I can see.
What actually happened was we left the venue and then we were sort of like, what do we do now? And I'd booked somewhere just in case it went well.
Where had you grown up?
That's really nice.
I don't think I've ever been on a date with someone that's booked dinner ever.
Mm.
No, that's really impressive. Come on, tell me.
So it's the place on Pollen Street. It's called Little Social.
Pollen Street Social?
The Little Social one opposite.
Oh, I don't
know.
It's
like this little sort of French-inspired kind of tiny little... benches and things, really nice.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I realised she was vegetarian.
Did that put you off a bit?
No, it didn't. And I'm actually now much more veggie than I was. I'm sort of nearly a vegetarian.
Sorry about my mother, Bella. If you were vegan, you wouldn't have been allowed through the door.
It's a very valid question.
I come from a family of Scottish farmers and nearly all of the daughters and granddaughters are now vegetarian. And we didn't tell my grandfather because we were just like, it's not worth his fury and vengeance. But he knew about some of them. And at his 90th birthday, he's dead now. But at his 90th birthday, he said to my aunt, don't worry, it's fine. There's a table for the lesbians. And she was like,
Mum, you would have fucking done well with him.
Yeah.
And we were like, to be fair, fair play to him. In his 90-year-old mind, like, that is what a vegetarian is. And, you know, so I think it's fine.
So how long have you been vegetarian?
At least 10 years.
Okay, so obviously vegetarian food has got better and better as well.
Out and in, yeah.
It's not just sides that you can get.
No, exactly. Like, I mean, obviously if you go to France and they're like, would chicken do? And you're like, not chicken. And they're like, well, pork do? And you're like, okay, we have to go through this again. But here it's completely fine and no problem at all. It's like,
so where are your favourite vegetarian restaurants or places that do the best vegetarian food for you?
I think it's by cuisine, isn't it? So like Greek food is fantastic for veggies. And when we were in Portugal recently, we had dinner at an Israeli restaurant. Oh my Israeli's God. It was just like perfect. There was nothing on the menu.
Was it in Lisbon?
In Lisbon, yeah.
Love Lisbon.
And best city I've lived
in. It was like, me too.
Yeah, it is the best city. But we went back there twice because it was the most delicious vegetarian food. So yeah, Israeli, Lebanese.
We did that touristy thing of having a really nice dinner and went, I'm sorry, can we book for Tuesday?
Yeah, like 6:30 p.m.
If you find somewhere you like, you might as well keep going.
It was just, I keep thinking about that place.
And do you eat veggie food?
I'm pretty much veggie anyway now. I've always been more fishy and chickeny anyway. I just don't miss having a steak. It's weird.
You just don't eat red meat now.
Don't eat red meat. So my weird morals, I think everyone's got their own sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And mine is, I feel better for not eating mammals, basically. I think it's maybe since having a dog, a little bit.
Is your dog veggie?
Well, no, he's not. He's an absolute monster. He'll eat
That's the thing with complete hypocrites. I'm like, what will keep him entertained? Pig's ears, duck throats, whatever it is. I'm like, just throwing them at him.
Shoes, laptop chargers.
Pigs ears. You know, and they've got fur on them.
Yeah, sorry.
I know that they look like they might be.
Can't you get willies? You can get willies.
Oh, yeah. They're called pizzles.
Yeah, pizzles. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not into them. He doesn't like a pizzle.
Pizzle.
Yeah. Chewing a pizzle. Duck's throats. Honestly, it's everything. Yeah, every part of the animal. They are not wasted.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty
bleak. It's disgusting.
So there was some, weirdly, there was something that just happened with me where I just didn't want to, it felt like eating flesh was quite weird. And it was that's just my little thing I've stopped doing. So I eat a lot of fish and a lot of chicken, but not much else.
And you won't go vegan, you don't think? You don't need to.
I could never do it. Cheese, I could not do it. Mm. I can't function without cheese.
No, and I also, you know, I think if you buy free-range ethical eggs and milk from, you know, Rachel's or whatever, I think you're okay.
Sound like you're doing an advert then.
Yeah.
Free-range ethical
eggs. Oh, I am literally just trying to get my sponcons in here. Did I not mention? Sorry.
I'm actually really hungry, so I feel like we should eat in that
meal. Yeah.
Okay. I'm starving.
So, disclaimer. Mum's had a bad back.
Oh.
So our friend Anne Sweeney has been sent to the rescue to make this meal.
Anne Sweeney makes the best.
Anne Sweeney's the best. It's really simple. Sorry, green salad and some roasted asparagus.
So we've got
a veggie tart, phyllo tart with pine nuts and bits and bobs that we didn't cook. Anne Sweeney is the best person in the world. And we've got green salad, asparagus. I do like eating veg though.
This is my favourite thing.
This is actually Bella's dream.
Yeah. Oh, really?
What you call plant-based.
Are you like Carly Rae Jepsen? You love a quiche?
I love, my mum used to, all my mum ever in our lives had in the house was quiches. And one of my friends split up with her husband when we were in our 20s and she came to live with us. And after about 3 months, she was like, your mum is obsessed with quiches in an unhealthy way in that no one eats them, but she's always like, there's a quiche on.
Oh, I love that. What's her quiche of choice?
I think it's always like a broccoli and like tomato. Like growing up in the 80s, obviously, that was like a classic fancy thing from an M&S. But so I do love a quiche.
Can I just ask you about your jogging?
Yeah.
Because if I could jog, I would jog.
But you could jog.
Well,
not with a slip disc.
Not with a slip disc at the minute. But I know people who run really love running and they can't not run because it makes them feel good. So what time do you start running at?
During the day? I do it first thing in the morning before I have breakfast.
So what time will you go?
So, I mean, bearing in mind that I go to sleep at, you know, 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I get up at like 9.
So you miss his show?
I miss his show. I listened to it on the first day it was on and I haven't listened to it since.
I love that. That's like Sam's never listened to a podcast.
But also, I listen to Radio 4. Like, I love you, but my vibe is
you
very
live
much
with him.
I'm on that as well, so.
Yeah, that's true. All across all the mediums, following me around. Turn on the day.
And we'll do a show that you will listen to one day.
So yeah, I go first thing in the morning and that's kind of how I wake up and how I sort of
And
start
how long
my day.
Do you run for?
I try and do 10k a day.
Oh, shit. Fuck you!
Is that more,
why you look so fucking great!
Is that
glowing,
more than 10,000 steps?
Yeah, I'd say that's, well, I don't know, wouldn't it be like
is it
you'd
more?
Kind of... Is it?
So how far, 10k is about 4 miles.
I'm really happy for
that's
you, Bella.
6 miles.
6 miles.
Okay, and do you run around the heath? Is that your spot?
No, fuck that. It's too hilly.
Do you just do roads?
Yeah, I run around. I run all the ugly arterial roads in London.
I think it's more distracting.
Yeah, it is. Because what you need is to be looking at things and concentrating on trying to, you know, get out of people's way. And
how did you know that you had a stalker?
Because he got in touch with everyone in my family.
Oh, my God.
And said...
When was this?
This is about 3.5 years ago. So he got in touch with everyone on social media, and my dad, I think, originally was like, oh, one of your friends got in touch with me.
Were you two together at this point?
No.
At the end of it all, actually, we'd just started going out.
Yeah, but so he got in touch with everyone, and it was a bit freaky, and he was messaging everyone, and it was quite obvious that he had mental health issues. And I kept saying to my family, like, oh, no, I don't know this person, so just don't reply to any of it. And he was sort of trying to... And then he found all our email addresses, and I don't know how... And then he found my work email, my Twitter. I mean, literally found everything. And
how do they do that?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's really scary because especially like my mum's and my sister's, they were private email. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, he got in touch quite a lot for a couple of weeks. And then his local police force contacted him and said, you know, gave him a warning.
But what was he writing in these emails?
Like long sort of, I love you and we're meant to be together. And
right.
You know, I can see the fire in your sister's eyes. And
oh,
like,
my
you know,
God.
Stuff about Princess Diana. I mean, like, really not well.
Princess Diana?
Yeah, like, not well, you know, not well stuff. And
had he seen you? Do you think he'd seen you? Or
no,
is it a kind of an online...
Out of London.
Right,
I've never met him.
He might not be well, but he wasn't stupid, was he?
Yeah, exactly. So the police warned him off, which is what this, that's what they do initially. You know, they say, you can't, don't contact this person again. And if you do, you'll be arrested. And then, and he contacted me again. So they arrested him, sort of cautioned him. And then it calmed down for a month. Bless you. And then I think, yeah, we thought it had gone away. And I think by that time we were chatting. I don't remember. I was working at Vice and I got a phone call from my mum and she said, don't panic, but the people who owned our old house, so the house we moved out of 20 years ago.
He didn't turn up there.
I just called to say that he's turned up there. And I said, right, burst into tears, went straight to the police station. And when I was at the police station, I got a phone call from my one of my best friends was living at my parents' house. She just had a baby and they were living there. And she called me and said, he's just turned up on the doorstep of your parents' house. And I was living across the road from them. So it's kind of
the new.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Literally, he'd gone straight from last place to that place. So, and her boyfriend tried to apprehend him, but he got away. And then I think the police spent like 3 days trying to find him and eventually did find him. And then the process really worked. So
did they know what to do? Because for a while they didn't know how to manage stalking.
And they still don't in lots of areas, but loads of work's been done on it. And my local MP was amazing. And there are loads of brilliant stalking advocates. There's like a service called Paladin and one, a girl called Claire Waxman, who's been amazing. So they've changed the law and it's being rolled out, I think. But like a lot of police, individual policemen need training because, like, I spoke to one, he just said, just get your dad to get a baseball bat and put it by the door. You know, that kind of attitude. And there's quite a lot of, did you have a relationship with him? Do you know him? Like,
they can't
that he's a stranger. So there's a lot of that. And the only reason that it sort of kicked into high gear is because we're middle class and we're pushy and, you know, we got in touch with our local MP and stuff. But actually, if you're not like that, you know, one woman killed herself last month and one woman was murdered by her partner. And both women were told off by the police for wasting their time.
For
talking about it. Yeah, so it's still, like, ways to go. But they were amazing with him. He didn't get custody. He didn't get bail. And then he went to jail for a year. So, and then I haven't heard from him since.
Do you, did this happen when your anxiety started to flare up? Do you think there was something to do with
the... My anxiety has been there forever.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
And it definitely flared up mega of that. And, you know, you suddenly lose that sense of safety and anonymity. You know, it's so important to be able to walk down the street. But that thing of just feeling like you're not free to just walk down the road and just, you know, be comfortable and on your own and running is, you know, I was really scared to run.
Cause yeah,
I was
like,
you know, you don't know where that person's going to be. And it turned out he was going to my local park and taking photos and...
Jesus.
So, you know, yeah, really scary, really kind of... And but I think
is he out of prison, though?
Yeah, yeah, he's back in wherever.
Did that worry you?
Yeah, it terrified me, because they didn't call me to let me know.
Oh, that's not the best pastoral
care, is it? I know, terrible. But I was living with you at that point, so it was fine, because I'd sort of moved out. I sold my flat.
What was the offence that they charged him with?
Stalking.
Is there a stalking
offence? Yeah, there's a stalking offence. Stalking and... harassment, and there was a third thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about this, and I don't want to put you off with the pudding. Taste that.
What is it?
I'm just a bit worried that the last thing we cooked on the griddle was fish, and now I can taste fish. So I really enjoy it.
No, you can't.
No,
you should never have said that.
I know I shouldn't have said that, but I just freaked out.
You're a complete fool.
Oh, it's fish pudding, my favourite.
Are you sure?
Kipper Crumbly.
Okay, well enjoy that. It's a griddled. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that, but I just suddenly was like.
But why did you say it?
Well, I was just a bit worried.
But now, what do you think they're going to do?
Maybe they're going to taste fish.
You know what? Greg is so he's so suggestible with your nose. Like, you basically wander around the house being like, can you smell shit? Can you smell shit? Because of the dog. He's like, can you smell shit?
He's out of shit. He's shit somewhere.
Dogs do smell
this. I do have some separate... If they do taste the fish, I've got separate nectarines.
Darling,
so that's fine. I'm really sorry, guys. Sorry.
But you've spoiled it all.
I know I have spoiled it. I'm sorry.
We're going to get in the cab and be like, did taste that fish.
No, you need to tell me here. We good enough friends to be able to be like, you just got to be like, it tastes like fish.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, whilst Bella's gone to the loo, who's got better table manners?
We're both fine. I mean, we're not that fussy with that sort of thing.
Does she do anything that really annoys you?
Well, she's slowly giving up smoking, which is great. So when I met her, she was sort of a 20 a day.
Really?
Roll-ups.
It's like Ash Lil.
Yeah, proper. Her thing is like holding a glass of wine with a Diet Coke under her arm with a fag.
Because she's quite fabulous.
She's fabulous. Yeah. And she is amazing. She is completely, I was completely blown away when I first met her.
Glamorous.
And she's amazing.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. And when we
first... She's done really well, Greg.
Of course, I know that.
Don't need
to
whisper, we can tell her.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She knows. So she's just slowly giving up, which is great. She's down to one a day. So I guess that's her only habit.
And when does she have that one? After dinner or something?
Yeah, it tends to be with wine.
There's
a trigger, I think, of like wine, food.
It's like a crutch almost. Yeah.
But no, we're pretty good with that sort of thing. We're not, our house is sort of, and I mean it in the nicest way, like your house, which is just like
shit
stuff.
Everywhere.
There's just stuff.
Yeah, shit
like
everywhere.
A home, we hate houses that feel like no one ever lives in them. There's stuff everywhere. There's a dog running around. There's people always walking through the door, which I really like. So we just have a really nice sort of shambolic time.
Do you live near her family?
Yeah, her mum and dad live around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Bella, I tried to get shit on you when you went to the loo, but he's having none of it.
It is weird that we live around the corner from my family, though, probably.
Do
they come and cook?
No, they don't come and cook.
Are they good cooks?
My parents. My mum is an incredible cook. Because I think family farmers, they were all sort of like food to table, farm to table.
Mm.
And she's an amazing Scottish cook. My mum thinks she's a Jewish mother. Like,
so you're not Jewish?
No, but we grew up in North London.
I feel like you're a Jew.
Everyone I knew was Jewish. And my mum was like, well, you know, I'm the closest thing to a Jewish mother. I was like, you're Scottish, stop it. And she was like, well, you know, I just, you know, the community and then blah, blah. So yeah, I grew up with like all the lovely Jewish girls.
Did you go to a lot of bat mitzvahs?
Yeah. Like, all the... I genuinely thought I was Jewish growing up. Like, my friends were like, you're Jew-ish.
Yeah.
And, you know, bat mitzvahs, Friday night dinners, like, the whole shebang. Like,
I'm sorry we didn't do something more
Jewy, yeah.
But I was asking Greg whether he thought that you had good table manners, and he said you're both pretty brilliant.
I said that our house is sort of... I said it's chaotic and sort
of... Like this, yeah.
I was like, it feels like a house people live in.
Yeah, it's messy and, like, a bit dirty. And, like, there's only ever, like, five things in the fridge. There's, like, wine and... There's always wine
twisters,
and ice cream.
Bella
wine and ice
loves
cream.
Twisters.
I do like that ice cream is pineapple, isn't it?
It's pineapple, brilliant. Strawberry, and brilliant. Like a sort of cream flavour.
It's just brilliant.
But Bella's habits are sort of...
I've got weird habits, but I think maybe they're anxiety habits.
Yeah, I think they are. But it's like, have to have a bottle of Diet Coke nearby.
Yeah.
Have to have a little snack in a handbag.
Oh, do you like
have to have
Diet
a little
Coke?
Something like...
So what snack do you have in your handbag?
I think because I get anxious, like I would always have like really low blood sugar, so like sort of crash and then be so hungry that I'd sort of start shaking. So I always either have oat cakes or
when Bella takes my raincoat out when she takes Barney, I'll put it on for work the next day and I'll put my oat cakes in the pocket.
Or like digestives or like a caramel. I've got a caramel with me in my bag.
Love them.
Yeah, for like the cheese and stuff, just in case you ever get like
the wafer one.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
So I mean I love them. And I buy the stuff in bulk in Sainsbury's like my mum in the 80s, and then I just like have it on me just in case I need a little snack. I like a snack. I'll get up at 4 a.m, have a biscuit, go back to bed.
You're a snack.
I think these are quite anxiety things.
If Brexit goes through, what would you stockpile from Europe that we might not be able to have access?
Wine.
Your dad's stockpiling, isn't
it? My dad's stockpiling.
What, wine or olive oil?
Wine, olive oil. No, so my mum apparently said to him, please, can you get like a 2-litre thing of olive oil? And then he came back with like 8 litres of olive oil and wine because he's worried about wine.
Well, the olive oil has gone up dramatically
already?
By about... It's now like... £8 or £12.
Now.
Yeah, rice is more expensive. Olive oil is about £12 for good olive oil, a litre. And it used to be about £6.
I have started stockpiling.
Wine.
What have you started stockpiling?
What's your favourite wine?
Wine and cannellini beans.
Like a nice...
Because I feel like I could live on them forever. They're quite good starch.
Oh, they go too.
Yeah, they'll go.
Fuck.
They're going.
Yeah, anything that's not like
beans,
white bread.
Beans, wine, olives.
All the good shit.
All the good shit. So stockpiling... Italian red wine, Brunello,
yeah,
Montepulciano,
yeah,
that sort
this
of stuff.
This is all my favourite shit. Yeah. Fuck, I'm gonna start stockpiling.
Yeah. Stop.
Get on a cardo, mate. Now. Oh, now.
Fuck. Just because you want it to be in the house. You don't want it to have gone up in price.
Don't you just drink it accidentally and you'd be like, oh fuck, better start stockpiling again.
Yes, yeah, but do you know what? When we moved into our house, there was lots of things wrong with our house, but the best thing in our house was that someone left this massive wine rack, like this enormous, like really professional looking kind of mahogany.
It's rude not to fill it.
Yeah. So you're like, it looks empty if you don't have like 60
Do you drink wine every day?
Yes, she does. And in fact, the sun, a nice day, the summer is going to be an absolute killer for my hours because we just sit in the garden now. The other night until about half
and
10
drink
I was
rose.
Like,
I'm Whispering
fine.
Angel.
She was like, you've got to go to bed.
That
like,
one
I'll be fine.
Out. It's so strong.
What?
Whispering Angel.
Honestly, had the wildest night with E.L. James on it. Mental.
E.L. James.
Amazing.
Jessie's best mate.
Of course, E.L. James drinks.
That's her drink.
Whispering Angel.
Yeah. She probably owns like the company of Whispering probably. Angel.
That's what I'd like to, that's what I want to do. I want to, one day, we'll move to Italy or Portugal. And we'll have a vineyard, we'll just make wine, just sit in the sun.
Yeah. But you know, Kent's doing really well out of climate change.
Yes, because they've got...
And so they're
quite the same, darling, as...
No, I don't know which great...
I don't want to go back to Bromley. Like, we can. I reckon I can spread my wings a bit further than Kent.
I love it. It sounded like a song. One day we're going to live in Lisbon. We didn't get round to what you ate at your wedding.
Oh, yes.
We had like a real
So when
mixture.
Bella remembered what the venue was...
Who am I married to?
My first husband. Oh no, I don't know, I've not done Bella voice yet.
Oh, is that Bella voice?
Oh my God, it's absolutely...
It's just North London voice.
It's my first husband, oh my God. Was it's that like, my oh first my God. Wedding or my second wedding?
Guys.
Where's my caramel?
What are they called?
Bex.
Bex. Are you a Bex?
Well, like, I'm a 35-year-old Goyim, but yeah, yeah. Oh my God, Greg. Oh my God, let's go shopping for shoes. And he does the voice now, and he does it on the radio of me.
The dog's done a shit, come pick it up.
Anyway, at our wedding...
Oh my God, he's like Tim Dowling.
Wear my fucking car keys.
He's creating you into Tim, like
into
Tim Dowling's wife.
Yeah. At our wedding to eat, we had like basically big bowls.
Is it completely veggie?
Yes. Yes.
No. We had a couple of meat. We had chicken. We had some fish. We had a salmon and a chicken. It was like big sharing bowls.
Oh, yeah,
bowls.
That's because...
About nine or ten tables.
I pretend
It was Little House in Mayfair, so we had a big dinner there.
I pretend that I'm really not judgmental about meat. I'm like, yeah, do you? That's great. And then I get, like, really aggy about it.
We had proper, like, nice
red meat.
Sort of risotto-y things and loads of
we
veg.
We just, yeah, big bowls and macaroni and cheese.
Stodgy
and then,
to make sure people
didn't
get too drunk.
And then we had this amazing bakery around here, actually, which is a social enterprise called the Luminary Bakery.
They're in Stokey, aren't they? Oh, they're a social enterprise.
They did they train up women and it's all part profits go back into the development. It's amazing.
Oh, great.
And so they made our carrot cake and chocolate cake and tiramisu cake. And they were the most delicious.
What was your
cakes.
Wedding cake?
Tiramisu cake.
Oh, yeah. That's so right. That's the best. It's the best.
I made a table of cheese.
A cheese table. Just like wheels of cheese.
Just wheels of the stuff.
That would be a big problem with Brexit, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Good cheese. Nightmare.
That's why I moved to France.
Yeah, we'd have to.
We'd have to.
Okay, so...
Desert island
meal. Greg, go first.
Italian.
Okay.
So anything tomato-y. I just think like any...
Starter. Let's go with starter.
A pizza for starter?
Yeah, cool. Toppings?
Pretty plain. Like a nice but beautifully made with buffalo mozzarella.
Like, is there one particular place that you've had that you love?
In Italy.
Yeah, just an Italian proper made.
Okay.
One with buffalo and actual cherry tomatoes
Say
on it.
Say buffalo again.
Buffalo.
Okay, thank you. It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
and then just a nice pastry. Just like a just
That's
amazing.
Italian. It's full
just Italian the whole way through.
What pasta? So pasta is a pre-meat or is it going to be a main?
It's a main.
Okay.
It's a main.
So, your last, Bella, your desert island meal. Are you going Italian too?
Probably.
You're not on the desert island together. You could be. If,
why not?
Yeah.
No, splitting us up.
No, okay, you can have separate meals. You bring your own,
What the hell is this?
I would have I just feel like a parody of a middle class person. I would have stuffed zucchini flowers.
Why is that? Shut up. I completely understand that. Flowers.
Yeah. No, it just sounded like I was like, I'm about to say the most ridiculous sentence in the world.
You can find them on a desert island somewhere.
Yeah. Have you got any parmesan to put in?
The best ones? Italy.
River Cafe.
I've heard they're amazing there.
We have them a lot in Greece, though.
We've got to go back to the River Cafe, Mum. It hasn't been since Hannah's graduation.
Jesus. It's far, but it is by far my favourite meal.
It's my favourite in London.
I know.
It's not the fact that it's in West London, it's the fact that it's quite far from a tube or like a, you know, it's in like a residential bit. It's just a bit.
Schlepp.
Yeah, but it's schlepp. But it is just the best. So that with ricotta inside, fresh ricotta, I would have that. Then I would probably have, again, I would probably have pasta because it was just like, as a child, I used to eat like pans of it.
What would you have as a child?
I literally would have parmesan and olive oil and salt and pepper and that would be it. And then for dessert, I would have eclairs, but with proper creme anglaise in them, not like cream that you get in supermarkets because that makes me angry.
Whipped cream, it's
a cheat, don't do that.
It's a cheat, but I do love a whipped cream. I mean,
I want proper French custard.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I fucked the whole thing. I panicked. I wasn't expecting the question. I would have had.
Come on, you go back, it's fine.
I'm deleting the earlier one.
Okay, fine. Okay,
Alice.
No, keep it in, but I need to write my wrongs. Cheese.
Yeah.
Just all cheese.
You just want cheese.
And then dessert is custard based. Like,
do you like your cheese with a cracker or with bread?
Yeah, anything bread.
So are you going to have like a trio of custards?
It's a dairy-based meal.
Come on, it's going to be flan.
We're going to have flan, proper French flan. Yeah, flan.
Oh, rice pudding.
That sort of wobbly kind of...
Oh, what, like creme caramel?
It's like creme caramel.
Okay. But in a tart, like proper tart paste.
And then sort of like a rice pudding type thing.
Do you like rice pudding?
I love custardy cream. I like Ambrosia, the most basic.
I like the Lebanese one. Yeah.
My childhood was essentially eating out of a tin. Your childhood was eating out of a tin.
Was that because your parents weren't massive foodies?
They hated me. Or... No, it was just a great treat. I was like, I just eat it out of the tin.
Well, they might like a peach or two. Shall I get up and do it?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. Well, he's fishy just
peach.
Sleep. Fishy peach. I'm so sorry
do you want
about
me
this.
To hold
it's
him
really
while
it, well, it's rosemary griddled peaches.
Amazing.
Greg really loves dairy. He's smothered the fish.
I
love that.
Yeah, the cream
he's
is to
take away the fish.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Have you got some
cream,
nuts?
Cream on ice cream is my favourite thing in the world. So,
Oh, my God.
Desserts are most important to me, so because I am a massive baker. That sounds rude, doesn't it?
No,
if you said master
How
baker.
How did we not know this?
Master baker. So I did, like, cordon bleu courses, and I, like, yeah, so... When I was going through like all my sort of anxious
and
divorce
you didn't bring up
stage.
Yeah, Jesus,
no,
Bella.
I did think about it. I did think about bringing a cake, right? And then I thought, the slightly obnoxious thing that I do is that I bring cakes to things where, like, I have no business bringing cakes. So, like...
You have business to bring a cake to a food
But I think sometimes it feels a bit smug. Like, someone's cooked dinner or lunch or whatever, and then you're like, here I am with my cake. Like, have a cake. Like, I just feel like sometimes it's a bit, like...
What's your cake?
Bella, sorry, just quickly. This is really mean,
and this makes me, like... I feel cringy when I think about it.
If I... I didn't think that I would love her any more than I did at the time. Aww. And then we went to a mate of mine who left for a really big job in LA. He went to go and work for Netflix in LA. And so there were hundreds and hundreds of people at this leaving party.
So I thought it was like 10 people in a bar. Right. Like, I thought it was at the pub, like... There'll be 10 of us.
Yeah. And my mate Ben is a proper, like, he loves a night out and he's hilarious. And I was like, I think a cake that is leaving dudes probably might be a bit
So I made
weird.
A flourless chocolate cake, mousse cake.
There's about 200 people at this theatre bar.
I took it with me.
Bless you.
And there were literally 200 people, like, smacking their tits off, like, probably.
Essentially, it was like a club. So
yeah,
basically,
it was a club.
We got there and everyone was just dancing and there were speeches. And she was like, I don't know anyone here. You can hold the cake. Hold the fucking cake. So I was stood there with this chocolate cake in tin foil.
It wasn't even in tin foil. It was just on a fucking plate.
In the middle of
a nightclub.
So I think actually there's PTSD from that.
So that's true. I've like stopped cooking properly since then and just making it at home.
That's not true. That's bollocks.
Did anybody eat the cake?
No.
Did you even get it out of the tin?
No, I literally sort of went, oh, I bought you a cake. And Ben was like drunk and went, yeah, okay.
But at the end of the night, we went back to see Ben because everyone, he was obviously pissed. So we went back and went, just remember that Bella did bring you a cake. That's a really nice thing to do. And he went, yeah, a really nice, yeah, great.
Who's Bella, you fucking idiot? But no, I sometimes make cakes at late at night when I can't sleep and I don't want to write, and I make them for you to take into work the next day.
So when I leave at 4:45, whatever it is, there's sometimes a little package on
sweet. Everyone at work.
So I walk
really
into the team who was obviously so tired and just like, ugh. So I walk in and go, Bella had a sad night. She's been baking. So Bella's had a sad night, but we all win.
Part of your dating, I love you.
Courting.
Your courting. Was
definitely didn't stay over.
It was revolving around wine, drinking.
Yeah.
And I imagine you were in Soho all the time. That's how I'm imagining. Were you in Soho? Where did you go out to eat a lot? Maybe it's because your first date was in Soho.
You just said that. I mean, you just said for our first date, we ended up walking around Soho and went, there's nothing here. And I was kind of like tentatively like, what do we do now? And then you went, you come back to
come back to mine if you like.
And I...
You
can't really hear eye rolls on podcasts, but if you could, that was like the biggest one ever.
Yeah, I was 33. Time wasn't getting any younger.
So
fuck it.
Let's get it done.
Eat anything?
Yeah, well, we had our nice dinner.
So you shouldn't say come home for a nightcap. You didn't use that line.
No, I think I was pretty like,
no.
Let's go and
then we just sat up. We sat up in her flat and just chatted and then listened to just loads of music and then just stayed
by
there.
By the way, you know each other well. In our wedding speech, he made that speech. He was like, stayed over the first night. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, what do you want from the crowd at our wedding? Like, looking for?
Which I got.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, where do you like to eat?
So I moved in with him for a bit in Shoreditch. So we ate a lot around Hackney, Shoreditch.
Where would you eat in Shoreditch?
Bistro Tech is really nice.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there for ages.
And
on Columbia Road Market, La Campagna and
Jones. Well, that's the best for Italian. Yeah. That's where we went for Hannah's birthday.
I got obsessed with Dishoom. Their breakfasts.
Oh, yeah. Completely obsessed with breakfast, them. Yeah.
And then there's a little... what's the one that's on Exmouth Market that's now on...
Morito?
Yes, Morito.
Oh, shit, there's the place where Bella proposed.
We haven't talked about this.
Just off...
I never remember what it's called. A mate of mine the other day went, oh, I found this amazing new Italian...
Right off Great Eastern Street.
Yeah, in Hoxton.
Yeah.
And they said, I went to this amazing Italian last night.
What's it called?
I can't remember, but they said... And I went, and I've been there. That's where Bella proposed. But it's a really nice...
it's lovely.
Is it near Great Eastern Street around there?
Yeah, between... Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Did you know you were going to propose that night?
Sort of. I woke up that morning and thought...
Did you have a ring?
No, so I woke up that morning and thought... Because he was about to go and do that big challenge, that big climbing mountains challenge last year.
Oh, was it the three... Not Three Peaks?
Three Peaks, yeah. And it was Beast in the East. And I remember being like...
he
might die. Because I'm anxious. So I was like, oh, right, the worst thing that could happen, die. So I woke up that morning and thought, I might just go to Argos and see if I can get a ring. And then I had this little... There's a little square near St. Paul's that I was like, I might take him for a walk and take him to that square. And then I didn't go to Argos. I went and bought myself some shoes or something. And then we went to the square and it was shut. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to do this. And then I had one glass of wine at dinner, burst into tears, and was like, I think we should get married. And he was like, yeah, cool, yeah. Because we talked about it. And then I was like, no, I think we should get married for real. And then cried. And you were like, oh, God, like, you're being serious. So then I had to go outside and have like a cigarette and calm down. And then we went back inside and he sort of said, great, but like, let's not tell anyone.
No, this is the bollocks bit of the story. This is the lost in translation.
So lost in translation, but I thought he was saying to me, like, don't tell anyone and like, let's not decide yet until I get back from my trip.
But
in my head, it was like
he's not sure.
Yeah.
Like, meanwhile, in my head,
he was like, I've got to go to bed now. See you later. So he went to bed. And then I spent the week writing this book that I was writing, like on deadline at my mum's. And I was like, sort of think I proposed to Greg on Saturday, but he didn't really say yes.
Oh, God, right. This sounds like a rom-com.
Yeah, my mum was like, okay, well, don't waste my time. Like, come back to me. Like,
don't waste my time.
She was just like, I'm fine. Like, I don't want to get invested in this. Like, just let me know. So then you came back and I was like,
Well, I mean, meanwhile, I was doing this stupid challenge with having that amazing thing in my head whilst I was doing this to get me through the whole thing, but I hadn't obviously communicated that properly. So
was that for Comic Relief?
The sport proposal. Release. Yeah. A sponsored wedding. It was for Sport Relief, yeah. Yeah. And I had this amazing thing in my head. I was like, this is going to get me through, and I'm feeling sad.
But
like,
you hadn't told this to her.
No. Well, I hadn't communicated it properly.
No, he'd sort of been like, cool, babe, got to go to bed in like half an hour because I've got to get up and climb a mountain. And also, let's not really talk about it or tell anyone. I was like, cool. Yeah.
So, well, that's the one side.
Did you propose?
Why didn't you want?
No.
Come to understand.
No, I did. I said.
But why didn't you want to marry me?
No, no, I didn't. I actually. That's not a direct quote. Okay. That's been changed. The story has changed. It was. I just said let's do it as a thing when I get back. So I'm gonna like ring everyone around now and be like,
when I've got this,
we're getting married.
If I survive, just to make her a little more anxious.
I mean, you're saying it like it was you planned the... Well, none of it was planned.
I didn't plan it.
Like, the whole thing has been a brilliant...
Do you
brilliant...
wish you'd been able to get in there before? No. Propose?
No, definitely not.
He does this thing now. We've been going for like 3 years, and every time we like pass a beautiful place, like, that's where I would have proposed if I had the chance. Like, literally, like, walk past a park, and he's like, that's where I was going to do it.
Even places we'd never thought. Like, in Lisbon, I go... That monument, that was where I'd planned.
Yeah, on Calton Hill in Edinburgh, like a place he'd never heard of.
I called the council, I'd organised a fireworks display. And...
Thank you so much for being...
So much for coming.
For spending your, like, pretty precious time together with us.
Please. It's nice.
I've got a book line for deadline for next week, so I should be doing that.
Not
hanging out with Greg, and this has been a lovely welcome release.
You loved them.
I loved them.
You and Bella, I could see being friends.
Yeah.
Going out for Cosmos.
Yeah. He's very tall, isn't he? I couldn't get over how tall he was. He doesn't look tall on telly.
I loved having a couple. It was fun.
Yeah, maybe he just stands next to tall people usually, but he was noticeably tall, and clearly I've got to get out jogging. They're both slim as pins.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have brought up the fish with the... peaches.
Why did you do that?
He did douse his peaches in cream.
But it didn't taste of
fish.
He
did go for seconds, I think.
But Jessie, why would you say, does this taste of fish?
Because I got the fear.
You've got to stop this self-doubt thing.
Sorry, I am doubting myself.
No, stop it. Just
the pressure of this podcast.
A little more confident.
Cooking for brilliant people. It's, you know, it's getting to me. Well, Anne Sweeney absolutely knocked it out of the park.
It was delicious.
It was so delicious.
I could become a veggie eating that.
I wonder how long that took.
Doesn't take long. I've got the recipe.
Okay, well, I loved it. And I did like our oven roasted asparagus. That was very good. Thank you, producer Alice. That was really lovely touch.
And the peaches were a treat.
Were they?
They were gorgeous.
Okay. They were all right. Like,
they were lovely, darling.
That was my toasted almonds.
I think that's been one of my favourite desserts.
What?
Fresh raspberries, grilled peaches.
Because you didn't make it, probably.
Yeah, I love everything I don't make.
Thank you so much to Bella Mackey and Greg James for coming on Table Manners. We're so touched that you are fans of the show. And I hope we lived up to expectations. It felt slightly chaotic. Sorry.
Yeah, I felt like we were a bit tail-enders at this.
Yeah.
Coming in to bat at the very end.
However, they have been with us for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I think they enjoyed it.
And do read Bella's book, Jog On. And also, please do read Greg James's book, Kid Normal. I can't wait for my daughter to be the right age for it.
Eight,
yeah. About like a normal superhero with no superpowers.
Kind of a charming couple.
Power couple.
Royal couple.
Royal?
Almost royal, weren't they? They were lovely.
Yeah, I love them. Brilliant.
Yeah.
She had some good life hacks.
Yes.
Oh, what was the one that they told me? She said her friend said, if you get asked to do something and you wouldn't want to do it that evening, then don't bother saying yes to it.
I don't know that that's a very good one, actually.
I like that one.
Ask you.
That's a good one for me. And
but you'd never want to do anything except go to bed early.
That's true.
Yeah, so I don't think that is a good one for you.
Okay, fine. The music you've listened to on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. And Table Manners is edited by
the wonderful Alice Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.